The voice on the phone said, "It's Pete. I've got some bad news. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I have a story. This is a follow-on story from the last episode. These stories are for comprehensible input. If you can follow these stories and understand what is going on, then you will absorb the English language. It's inevitable. Today we rejoin David and Audrey, and of course all the family. This episode is a follow-on episode, and it picks up right after the cookout between the two neighbor families. Audrey and David had just returned to David's house. His cell phone rang. He answered it, and the voice on the other end said, "It's Pete. I have some bad news for you." David recognized Pete's voice and, in a rather curt response, said, "Go ahead." Pete says, "You know I gave you tomorrow off, but things have changed. The electrical contractor delayed our project at the newspaper, as you know, but I have the floor contractor scheduled to come a week from today. I've got a tremendous amount of work to do before we'll be ready for that contractor, and it would be horrible to try to reschedule that. They're very busy, and I need to meet that deadline." David said, "So I can't have tomorrow off?" Pete said, "I really need you. You're a hard worker, and it'll make a big difference. We need to meet this deadline." From David's facial expression, Audrey could tell this wasn't good news. She watched and listened intently. David concluded the conversation by saying, "Okay, Pete, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks." David's expression was that of disappointment. He looked sad. Audrey said, "I take it you don't have tomorrow off." David said, "No." He took it away. Audrey said, "What do you mean he took it away?" David said, "Well, Pete promised that I could have the day off, and now I can't." At that point in the conversation, Audrey's face and demeanor changed as if a switch had been flipped. She put on a big smile and said, "This is going to be fine." David asked, "Why do you say that?" Audrey said, "Because I just saw you do the right thing. We'll just get up early and have breakfast. I'll send you off to work, and then I can get on the road early. I was going to start heading home after lunch tomorrow, but this will allow me to get on the road 3 or 4 hours earlier, which means I'll get home at midday instead of the end of the afternoon. This is going to be fine." David found her cheerful demeanor contagious. He found himself smiling back at her, accepting this change of plans, which had been foisted upon him. He agreed, "Things will be fine." The following morning, they all got up about 5:30 for breakfast at 6. Ginger had fixed a huge pot of steel-cut oatmeal and had a lot of fresh fruit. The coffee was rich and dark. Everyone enjoyed a great, rich breakfast. And then Audrey walked David out to his car. He grabbed his lunch, which he had packed the night before. She thanked him for a wonderful weekend, and David departed for work. In the meantime, Bill had gone upstairs to finish getting ready for work, and Charlotte was in her room already, probably reading. When Audrey came back into the house, she automatically started helping with the dishes and the breakfast cleanup. She was helping Ginger put things in order. This work was done quickly as Ginger was wiping down the counters, the last step in the morning cleanup. She turned to Audrey and said, "How about another cup of coffee?" Audrey assented. She thought that would be great. That way she could be nice and alert while she was driving. The coffee was quickly made, and they settled in at the dining table. Audrey took this opportunity to thank her hostess. She explained how enjoyable and comfortable her visit has been. Ginger's response was a natural one. It was our pleasure. We're very happy to meet you, and we enjoyed your visit as well. The next statement was by Ginger, and it surprised Audrey. Ginger said, "You know, yesterday at the picnic, your suggestion that David go talk to Dr. Ferguson about medical school and a career in medicine was a bold move." Audrey said, "I suppose it was. It wasn't intended to be." Ginger said, "It really surprised me. I just didn't expect that from you. It appears I have a lot more to learn about you." Audrey blushed and said, "Oh, there's not that much to know." She was being very modest. Then Audrey continued. She said, "You know, I wasn't trying to boss David around, and I certainly wasn't trying to manipulate him into choosing a particular profession. I just put an idea out there to see if it was appealing to him. At our age, during the first year of college, it's very tempting to get very focused on a particular career, and yet lots of options are still available. I just wanted David to think about his options and choose what he really wants." Ginger said, "Well, I think that was great. You and I appear to look at this in a very similar way. In the past, I would be very tempted to call Dr. Ferguson myself and arrange that visit so that David could talk to him. But things have changed. David is 19 years old. He's now a young man, and he needs to make his own decisions. So now that he has heard that idea, recall that he told us he was going to think about it. Now, why don't you and I watch to see what he does next? The idea's been presented. He's probably thinking about it, and he'll make a decision. What do you think he's going to do?" Audrey thought for a second and then speculated that David would probably call Dr. Ferguson's office and set up an appointment, if he can, to have a little talk. She continued, "I'm confident that if he does that, it's not because I forced him to, it's because he wants to." He looked intrigued. When he said he would think about it, I was watching his eyes, and he looked intrigued by the idea. Ginger didn't say anything, but she thought to herself, very perceptive. Very perceptive. After they finished their coffee, Audrey gathered up her things, finished packing, and loaded the car. She thanked Ginger for the hospitality again and said she was looking forward to the next time that she would be able to visit. Ginger assured her that she would be very welcome whenever she wants to come visit. With that, Audrey proceeded to the car and departed just before 9 o'clock. That will put her home in the early afternoon, allowing for a couple of stops. In the next episode, we will find out whether David contacted Dr. Ferguson or not. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.